When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Sean here, and welcome to the Horror Show. We have taken the week off this week as we prepare for our live show, which is this Saturday, October 7th, at the Tampa Bay Brewing Company in Ybor, which it pains me to say it that way, but Ybor is my favorite. In Ybor, just outside of Tampa, 10 minutes away from Spookala. So after you guys go to the con, head on over to Tampa Bay Brewing Company, and we will be doing our live show featuring Halloween 2. Please come out, 7 p.m., Tampa Bay Brewing Company. Go to our Instagram at I Hate Horror for more details there. We'll be posting that all week, and we will see you there. In the meantime, we are going to release a couple of our bonus episodes that we released for our Patreon members. One is Joe's interview with Gates to Hell. So it's a really good interview. Check that out. And they're a great band, and we appreciate Seth and those guys, who are listeners of the show, and, talked to Joe. It was pretty cool. And then I also threw on there after that, an older one where we talk about Fast X and Mission Impossible. So we included that there. So enjoy these bonus episodes if you haven't heard them before. And if you are a Patreon member, I am very sorry. But we do have something very special for you guys coming up. It's going to be exciting. And then this weekend, so stay tuned. I'm going to try and do a lot of live stuff for the Patreon if you're a Patreon member. And then next week, we will be starting. We're not skipping a week like we usually do with the live shows, because Saturday's show will be broadcast for our Patreon members. Hopefully, if all the technical things work out, you guys will be able to watch along with us for Halloween 2 while we do that live in Tampa. So that'll be the live show for this month. And then next week, we will have a new episode, which we usually don't do after the lives, but we will have our first Halloween episode, or first October episode, and we are doing The Exorcist. And speaking of The Exorcist, our friends over at Warner Brothers have decided it's time to celebrate that 50th anniversary of The Exorcist. The Exorcist remains one of the greatest thrillers ever, the film that changed the way the genre is defined, and it's now available in stunning 4K. Look for The Exorcist on 4K Ultra HD, and they gave us 10 digital 4K codes to give out to some of our listeners. So if you want to watch the movie along with us, send us an email, sean@ihatehorror.com, and tell us your best story about the first time you saw The Exorcist. We'll be giving away these codes. We'll announce the winners later on in the month, but we really appreciate it. We want to thank Warner Brothers for doing this with us. It's going to be awesome. And you can find more information over at facebook.com/theexorcist.official. or warnerbrothers.com/movies/Exorcist. And you can check out that digital copy over there. So thank you guys all so much, and enjoy these episodes. And we will see you Saturday, Tampa Bay, baby.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Joe here. Sean couldn't make it today, so I'm just rocking solo. I'm at the Hartford Webster Underground tonight with Gates to Hell, out of Louisville, Kentucky, on Maggot Stomp. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Dustin. I play bass.
I'm Seth. I play guitar.
I'm Eli. I also play guitar.
I'm Trey. I play drums.
Fuck yeah. Thank you so much for letting me talk with you guys. I am a huge fan. Been listening since 2021 with the awesomely titled EP, right in the vein of horror, you know, and the self-titled full length from last year. Fucking awesome. Fucking incredible. Yeah. The song Possessed, like, that speaks to me every time. Like, it gets me hyped every single time. So, yeah. And Seth, first off, I saw you guys up in... what it was, a Ralph's Rock Diner Worcester, Connecticut.
Oh, sweet.
You guys killed it. Crushed it.
Thank you.
Because every time you guys come to Connecticut, because you guys have been hustling, man. You guys have been in Connecticut like three times in the last year and a half, right?
Yeah, so I'm listening to the third time.
This is the third time? Yeah.
Yeah, both times before was at the Beer Axe.
The Beer Axe,
this is our first time somewhere else than that in Connecticut.
Yeah, so welcome to Hartford. Yeah. But you guys have been putting in serious work coming up from Louisville three times to the Northeast. How are you liking it?
I love the Northeast. Like Northeast?
Yeah. Yeah, the Northeast is very cool. A lot of good food, and the shows typically are always very good. Like,
yeah.
A lot of really good moshers.
Connecticut hardcore, man. The greatest.
Yeah. For sure.
I know Seth was saying you're going to try and stop by Sally's. Have you ever had New Haven pizza when you've been up here?
Yes.
You have?
I have not.
Never have, but everybody says it's like its own thing. Like it's like own type of style. And like, I'm vegan and the only thing at Sally's is like a cheeseless pizza, but everybody says it's like the best thing that they have.
Dude, which is crazy. I'm not vegan and I get the cheeseless pizza.
That's fucking insane.
You would love it.
Yeah, New Haven pizza is my favorite out of all the times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited to try it if we get to tomorrow.
We're going to try tomorrow.
Try tomorrow?
Yeah.
Where are you off to next? Like, where's the next show at?
Albany.
Okay. And that's the last day of the tour.
Last day of the tour.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully you guys get there. The lines are crazy, so try and get there.
Last year when we tried to go, we immediately turned around just because the line was like a mile long, it looks like. We just didn't know to expect that at all, so like, you know, we just didn't get to try it.
I tried to take my kids to Sally's 2 weeks ago, just on a random weeknight, and we went at like 3:30 because we're like, oh, we'll beat the dinner rush, and just fucking... The line was around the corner.
That was insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, it's got to be like that for a reason. So,
no doubt.
Yeah.
So, how is the tour going so far?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's been insane.
Yeah, it's been great.
A lot of sold out shows and like just insane reactions for a lot of the fans.
Great.
Like,
yeah. People love Sanguisugabog and it's so awesome seeing it every night.
Great. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They definitely draw like a lot of kids out and stuff, and like people who love to stand right in the front. So all of the shows have typically had a lot of people just like packed in the front, which we aren't super used to for a lot of the tours we've done in the past.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's the perfect mix of like younger kids versus like older metalheads, which is really cool to see.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. It's very cool.
You guys were in Long Island last night. Did you visit the Amityville Horror House?
Everybody always tells us that it's just not very eventful to see.
It's just a house. You know?
Just
a house.
I wanted to, but
I mean, dude, I just want to see the house from Amityville Dollhouse, which is not anywhere near Amityville, I don't think. But
have you guys seen any of the crazy sequels that they've been churning out?
I've seen them all. Like, not them all. I've seen all of the official ones. Okay. Like, Dollhouse is my favorite, but It's About Time is amazing.
It's About Time is great.
It's About Time is great. 3D is amazing. 2 is all right, but a little weird to watch.
2 is something else.
Yeah, 2 is definitely something else.
They're making Amityville Glory Hole. That's a real thing. That Fangoria just took like a huge page to like advertise that.
So now they have
kind of interest.
They have Amityville Vibrator and Amityville Glory Hole.
Yeah, fucking love
it. Have you seen Glorious? It's like a Shudder original.
I have not seen it.
It's just based on like a guy stops at a rest stop and there's a glory hole and then he's like locked in the bathroom and then glory hole starts speaking to him and it's like a bottle episode. It all takes place like in the bathroom, but it's very like interdimensional. Like it gets fucking weird.
And it's a Shudder original?
Yeah, it's a Shudder. I'm pretty sure.
I've never had Shudder, but it sounds like a Tubi original.
I'll give you my password.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I thought that Shudder originals were just all kind of like good, but I don't know. I've never seen any.
I've enjoyed a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to check out the Glorious movie.
Then. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm kind of disappointed I haven't seen it.
It's interesting for sure.
That's great.
It's got to be.
Speaking of ridiculous horror movies, the first song of your album starts with a piano riff, right? And that's lifted from one of the best bad movies of all time, Manos to the Hands of Fate.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I remember watching that because I heard about it through an episode of the horror show and I love watching movies trying to like find things to pull samples from, but the score of that is just like super repetitive with that piano part, but it's so cool sounding and I just wanted to throw it in somehow. So yeah, it fits the vibe very well with the record.
What a way to start it.
Yeah.
Have you all seen Manos to the Hands of Fate?
No,
you have not. Damn. All right.
We need to
watch. Yeah, I have a group session.
We got some homework to do.
So when you guys do the samples, because your albums are pretty sample heavy, which I fucking love. Like I'm a huge fan of Impetigo out of, you know, the death metal band from Chicago. And they turned me on to a lot of horror movies just by the samples that were on their albums. So I love that you guys are doing that. What's the process for putting the samples in? Is it all Seth?
It's all Seth.
All Seth?
Pretty much.
I just try to like watch it and then just like make like a Dropbox of just random samples and shit, which like by the time the next record comes along, hopefully we all can just throw out like a billion samples to choose from. Yeah. But
and
like,
and Seth, yeah. So Seth had like probably like 13 samples loaded for the record that they were like, we could choose between these. Yeah. And we ended up even like piecing some together and like trying to make it our own. So like, but yeah, Seth comes up with all the ideas and we figure out where it goes.
Yeah, I try to watch like, just like, I don't know, a lot of the horror show episodes, I try to like check out some of the less familiar movies that I haven't really heard of to pull stuff from, because I know that a lot of people might not have used it or yeah, for sure. So I
don't used Iced, correct?
Yeah, Iced, which is a classic for me now. Yeah.
And you guys, I assume, have not seen Iced. It has the greatest ending possibly of all time. So I'm not going to say what it is, but you guys got to check that out. It's so stupid. It's unbelievable.
It's great.
So do you guys like horror?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
But what's your, down the line, what's your favorite besides the Glory Hole movie?
Yeah. Besides that?
Besides that.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm a big fan of Hereditary. I think it's like probably my favorite horror movie of the past 10 years. And another one I liked a lot was Deadstream that came out last year.
That was great. On Shudder, right?
Yeah.
Big Evil Dead 2 vibes on that.
Yeah, yeah. Like huge, like really funny, but really dark.
Yeah.
And then all the effects being like practical effects. Like all the ghouls in it like stuck with me for a long time.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
It went under the radar too.
Yeah.
See, like you're saying, Shudder, like they put out original stuff, but somehow nobody seems to know about them. Like I didn't even know about that Glory Hole movie.
Yeah.
We got to talk to those people at Shudder. Get on their marketing team.
Need some answers.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I love the Hellraiser series a lot. It's hard to pick between like which of those movies, but I love watching Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth.
The CD.
CD Cinebite. It's just like such an entertaining one to watch. And like, I don't know. I just fucking love Pinhead. Just such a menacing guy. Like Doug Bradley is just fucking amazing.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ones without him as Pinhead?
Dude, it's painful.
Those guys suck. You seen them?
Yeah, he looks like a baby. Like, or at least in Revelations, he looks like a baby.
I hate his face.
Dude, it's insane to watch. It literally looks like a Tubi original. Like
Before Tubi.
Before Tubi. It's very
the precursor.
Pre-Tubi vibe.
I think all time for me might be Carrie, but like Hellraiser and a lot of those like franchise movies kind of like that are a very close second.
Yeah. Great choice. I can't say that Carrie's underrated, but when people talk about horror, like Carrie always gets overlooked. It's so good. Lot, yeah.
It does get skipped over.
Yeah. So good. Stephen King. I mean, and, the prom scene stays with me
even
fucking
the remake
forever.
Was good. I really liked the remake
with Chloe Grace Moretz. Her name? Yeah. That was good.
Not in a long time. The remake,
and there's a sequel to the original too with I think the girl from that 70s show, right?
Oh, yeah,
Mia Kunis,
right?
Yeah.
No, I never saw the sequel.
Carrie 2, the rage. I always see it, but I don't know if I've watched it or not. I can't remember. I love watching sequels to shit that like never really made it past like, I don't know. Like nobody talks about Carrie 2 or like.
I'm
pretty sequel avoidant.
Are you?
Blair Witch 2, right?
Oh, Book of Shadows.
Yeah,
perfect flick. Perfect.
I mean, Carrie 2. They made the sequel 30 years after the original.
Dude,
don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. Did you say you had seen it?
I've seen. Not Carrie 2.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the remake, but
yeah.
Awesome. Great choice.
I love all of the Scream movies. I'm a sucker for like corny slasher films. So like, those I like grew up watching. So they've really just stuck with me over time. But like those and the OG Halloween is also
my favorite.
Up there.
That's so my favorite.
Good.
It's the best.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Now, did you like the new Scream movies?
I did. The newest one, 6, I stand by the fact that it shouldn't have been made. It's an unnecessary addition to the franchise, but I enjoyed it because it's a Scream movie.
That is exactly my take. It's like not the worst thing I've seen. Like, it's fine, right?
Yeah, but
like,
it was entertaining.
We don't need the same plot again with the same twist internally.
5, though, is one of my favorites in the whole franchise.
Yeah.
It's 5's incredible.
Good. I'm right there with you.
It's so good. I think it's good. The nostalgia from it mainly, because they pull a lot of like the soundtrack and stuff from the first movie, which is my number one. But yeah, I really enjoyed the 5th one.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. And then you said Halloween, obviously. So I got to ask, did you guys see the newest trilogy?
Yeah.
I've only seen the first one.
Okay. I didn't
just keep it that way.
Yeah. In my
opinion. Yeah. That's what everyone says, but I got to watch the other two at some point.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't watch the third one because I heard it was like comically bad. And I've meant to just to say that I've seen it, but I'm also trying not to.
Yeah. I'm with you in that, like, you have to see it, but it is, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I'm not going out of my way to see it, but sure. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, there you go. Dude,
like, yeah. It was a good vibe. Like, just like, you know, it's Halloween and everybody wants to go to the theater to see it. And I knew that it wasn't going to be great, but I just like had to. It's like something you just can't turn your head away from. But dude, I hate the trilogy so much. The new.
It has one of our favorite scenes as a band in it, though. The new Halloween.
That is true.
Which one?
The scene in the first one, we talk about it all the time where, the kid is going onto the school bus and the dude pops out and goes, "Don't shoot!" And he immediately gets shot.
It's just because such a funny view section.
Yeah.
Don't shoot.
Is that Halloween 2018?
Yeah.
I really liked that one. Mm.
I really like Halloween Kills. I saw Kills in theaters. And it was awesome. There was just so many moments where I was like, oh, fuck, when people get killed. Dude. It was just like, just seeing it in theaters was really cool. I haven't seen it since.
Listen, being with a group of people, I mean, first off, movies are subjective. Like, I'll never, you like what you like, right? But seeing things with a group of people, like I saw Freddy versus Jason because I'm fucking old.
Yeah.
But I saw Freddy versus Jason in theater when it came out, and Freddy Krueger pops off this girl's nose. I think it was Kelly Rowland from Destiny Child, just rips her nose right off in the movie. And it's the shittiest effect, but some kid next to me just screamed, oh my God, and the whole place just popped. So yeah. I'm with you, man. Like, seeing it in a
those are good theater ones to see with people, but I'm usually a solo movie watcher otherwise.
Same,
but.
Yeah.
I am too. Like, we have a friend named Paul that's always on, and I used to love going to the movies like with people, but Paul would always come and talk through the whole fucking thing and ruin it for me. So.
Like, my dad is like very similar as he's gotten older, and like we love like all the Resident Evil games and stuff, but one of like the newer movies, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like just like based really heavily off of like just making callbacks to the games, but that was like the entire movie, and my dad just would not stop talking to where every little thing that got mentioned, he was just like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. I can't get over this. And it just fucking ruined the movie for me. No, so right, I get how that can be.
Yeah. Now at my age, like if I go to the theaters, just cranks up my anxiety. Like if somebody talks next to me, I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Halloween, same guys are doing the Exorcist trilogy, which is going to be a flaming pile of dog shit, in my humble opinion, but I'm still going to see every single one. But are you guys fans of the original Exorcist?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I just saw it for the first time last year.
Wow. What'd you feel about it?
I liked it. I felt a little underwhelmed because my entire life I heard, like, this is the craziest movie of all time. And I feel like it was when it came out. Like, my parents still talk about how crazy The Exorcist is. Then I saw it, I was like, this is... Thinking about it, like, in the time it came out, it was probably pretty fucking crazy.
Agree.
But,
little girls say those things.
I still haven't seen the second or third one, but I would like to.
The third one's great.
The third one is, like, one of my favorites. I love the third one. Yeah.
The second one, you could just skip to it.
Okay. Yeah, let's
go for the third one. I like the prequels, too, from what I remember. Because there was the beginning, and then the other one was the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. I remember liking those, but it's been a minute since I've seen them.
I want to do them on the show, so I'm curious to rewatch them. We have never done any of them, even the original. So
I remember, like, they're kind of drawn out, but like, I don't know, something about them I just really liked at the time when I watched them.
Yeah, for sure. And, the director just passed away this past week, William Friedkin.
That's right. So, yeah.
Highly recommend checking out his other movies if you have not. So what are you guys looking forward to after the tour?
I'm looking forward to the next tour.
Chilltown?
Yeah,
next personally.
But hey, we don't have fucking Hustlers, man.
We still have a bunch of touring left this year, so I'm looking forward to chilling at home, but only for, like, what, 2 weeks? And then we're back out?
Yeah. We just got a lot of really cool stuff lined up. I'm really excited.
The New England Hardcore and Metal Festival, right?
Yeah.
That whole tour.
We're home for, like, 2 weeks and then go out with the Black Dahlia Murder, and leads up to the New England Metal Fest, and then we're... doing like a week right after by ourselves with Sentenced to Die through Canada and stuff. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be really fun.
That's great. I'm going to be up at the New England Metal Hardcore Festival. Sweet. I'm so glad it's back. I used to go you know, in the mid-2000s all the time. And when they stopped doing it, I was so bummed. And, like, 100 Demons with the original singer.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. Very excited to see.
It's going to be.
So it was inside.
I usually stand up front, but that one I might stand a little far back.
It was inside the Palladium when you went, right?
Yeah.
This is the first year outside.
Outside,
did you go to any of the outside shows that they had in the parking lot, like the Half Heart?
I haven't yet. No, I missed. I was away for the Half Heart one, and last year I wanted to go to the one with Anthrax and Lamb of God, and I think Hatebreed was there. And the day of, something came up, so I couldn't. So no, I haven't. But I've heard they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've seen videos of like the outdoor setting there, and it looks very cool. I'm really excited to play it and see if it's like.
And I know you guys are busy, so I'll wrap it up. And I appreciate the time, but I do want to know who do you guys like? I have to ask a music question, right? Who have you guys been drawing influence from musically?
A lot of like Machine Head. It's like a huge influence. Machine Head and Waking the Cadaver are like two of like the bigger influences that I have with writing shit.
Paul is going to be so hyped to hear that. Biggest Waking the Cadaver fan really? Of all time since day one, dude.
I would not expect that from that's awesome.
But yeah, like that, like Despised Icon, kind of bands like that. Those like Obituary, I think Cannibal Corpse and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, add in there. You're good. Well, I am a huge fan. I appreciate the time. I think you guys are making some of the best music out there. Like, it fucking hypes me up every time I hear it. Seeing you guys live, I'm excited to see it again tonight. But seeing you guys up in Worcester, like, you guys are fucking awesome. I've been talking about it to anyone that likes this kind of music. I'm like, you gotta check them out if they're in the area. So, can't recommend you guys enough.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
man.
A lot.
Yeah, thank you again.
Thanks for sitting with me.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
Hello, Patreon. We are running a little late recording, but I wanted to record a little bonus episode here before we go on to McBain. Well, I guess I should save it. But we both ended up watching two movies, not simultaneously, but around the same period. We both finished Fast X.
Yes,
we did. The first of two final movies.
Three.
It's two. They said,
I thought it was a three part.
No, they said there's one more. But there's also Hobbs.
Oh, okay.
It's a two part finale, and Hobbs is coming out, I think, in between the two. Which, like,
dude, I don't know, man. It says Fast X Part 3, 2027.
Really? Are they like.
Yeah, right here. During an interview, Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez confirmed that Fast X won't just be a two part movie, it will be a trilogy. That was posted 3 days ago.
That is fucking. Because I saw it, like, now it's on streaming. Now it's on demand. And it says a two part finale. But again, I mean, they don't know shit.
Right.
I only believe Vin Diesel. Going. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Kiss's fucking farewell tour. They're just going to keep adding them on.
Yeah. By the way, I went to Kiss's farewell tour in 2003. So there you have it. Let's make Fast X the Kiss farewell tour of movies.
I can't even read the thing I'm reading right now is just insane. Diesel wants Robert Downey Jr. and Matt Damon in the next one, which sounds insane, but it's not, because they've literally gotten every star in the universe in Fast X.
Right.
I actually don't know how they're paying for all these people.
I honestly don't either. Like, some of them have to be taking pay cuts, but also they're... Like, all those actors have such egos, you know? Like, notoriously. Like, The Rock's not taking a pay cut. Vin Diesel's not taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
How's this happening?
Okay. So, here's what happened. Okay. So, in February, Vin Diesel was like, yeah, there's going to be Fast 11. And that's it. That's the final one. But then, in May, so only several months later, Vin Diesel was like, yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the last. One. It's actually we're gonna add a 12th movie to it. Which is fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. And Vin Diesel's already announced the release date, which is crazy. seeing as though they haven't started. And there's a writer's strike. So April 4th, 2025, we'll be looking at Fast X 2 or whatever they're going to name it. He said, Diesel also confirmed the 11th film will be the final installment, which we know is not true anymore. But he said about it, what gets harder about the films is the work off screen, the thinking, the expanding. It's hard to continue mythologies. There's a reason why Tolkien never, there's a reason why Tolkien stopped writing after a while. He is comparing a man who created like universes and fucking languages to him just like undeading people like randomly.
Listen, man, Tolkien could never write a Fast and Furious movie.
I agree. Tolkien's a fucking hack. So I have a lot to say about Fast X, but I can't say it all, obviously. First of all, we should probably do just an episode on it.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking good. It is a fucking great movie. Like, I don't care what anyone fucking says. That was a dude, I almost put it on. I almost ran it back. If I wasn't at work and didn't have shit to do, I would have run it back immediately. If I saw it in theaters, I might have turned around and went back in. I honestly might have. Like, it was crazy. Actually, if it's still in theaters, I'm going to go this weekend because I need to see it on the big screen. I need to see them chasing a bomb through the streets of Italy on a fucking big screen.
In the first fucking 5 minutes of the movie.
Fucking immediately. There's just a giant bomb rolling through. The bomb catches
towards fire. Towards the Vatican. It's not a digital bomb where nothing's going to explode unless you press the button. It's like gunpowder.
Right.
In a canister.
Yeah. Correct. Like, a World War Impact II would blow it up, and it's bouncing off of buildings and cars. Dude, when it pans.
Sending it airborne with their cars.
What, dude? He swings. Vin Diesel takes his vehicle, uses a rope somehow, attaches it to a crane in the air, swings his own car around, and hits it like a hits the bomb like a fucking golf ball.
Like a tether ball.
Yeah, tether ball. Knocking the bomb to where it needs to go. And then he crashes his own car into a brick wall. And it just, like, he lands and it's like, well, thank goodness. Like,
I don't care what anybody says. That's what I want from a Fast and Furious movie.
They
deliver.
It makes the deaths, which aren't deaths as we've learned, but it makes the moments where you think somebody died, like, question. You have to be like, well, he probably lived that. I mean, I just watched Vin Diesel roll his car over 47 times and he just walked out.
There are three characters at the end of it that you're like, those guys are fucking dead, but there's not a single part of me that believes they're dead.
No.
I mean, physics and eyesight would tell you they died, but there's no way they're dead.
Vin would have died in the first minutes of this film, like multiple times. Fucking insane. It was just incredible. Like, I was honestly, Jason Momoa, you said it before, is fucking amazing. And I think Vin Diesel giving him the opportunity to be like, just play the weirdest, your entire career has just been like this, like, dude, he even like lowers his voice in all those acting roles. Like, even the fucking Aquaman, he's like, you know what I mean? Like, drinking at the fucking bar. Like, he's always like the same, like, hulking guy. And in this one, he's a fucking lunatic.
A lunatic. He says toodaloo. I mean, I can't get that's like my favorite line in any movie ever. A bad guy saying toodaloo to somebody.
He's talking to corpses with pigtails in his hair. Being like, do you need a fill up on your tea? And like, it cuts to the corpse with fucking flies around it. And you're like, they're actually kind of fucking dark. Like, this is fucking insane. And he's like, I gotta go shampoo my hair and then leave.
It's one of those roles where it's like you as the viewer are experiencing how much fun that guy had doing that. And it translates for me. Like, I don't listen. If you don't like any of the Fast and Furious movies, I get it. I get it. They're ridiculous. But if you like mindless action, I really don't understand
how you could say you
don't what's like not to like about this.
Yeah.
This is, we're about to talk about a movie essentially, I mean, it almost has less of a plot than Fast X, right? And just as much action.
Oh, it's dude. I mean, we could pull a million movies. Like, anyone that's like, they don't make sense. Of course they don't make sense. Well, neither does fucking half the shit anybody likes.
McBain is a precursor to... McBain crawled so fast and furious.
McBain. I mean, we're going to talk about McBain, but McBain is one of the craziest things I've ever seen, mostly because, similarly, I don't know how they paid for it.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay, I'm excited about that, because that's insane. But what I did also want to talk about real quick was, and to tie it into Fast X, because you were very high on this film, Mission Impossible 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Joe and I just watched.
I was wondering. I didn't know. You said we both watched two movies. And I honestly, this whole time, have been thinking of what the fuck else do we watch. So I'm glad you. I'm glad you came back to that.
Mission Impossible 1. For whatever reason, Joe and I were on the same wavelength and decided to fucking rewatch those movies. I don't know why. I am not a fan of Mission Impossible 1 at all. You then chimed in the chat and you were like, you guys, me and Paul, which you're never in a good group when it's you and Paul, but you said, you guys are fucking idiots. This movie rules.
I literally just said, hey guys, Mission Impossible rocks. No, no name calling. And then you followed it up with, hey Joe, go fuck yourself.
Well, dude. Because that movie honestly pisses me off. It's not a very good movie. And
it's great.
No, it's not. It's not great. And if we're talking about action movies and we have Fast X as the golden, the godfather of action movies. Or Stone Cold. I'll take Stone Cold if you want Cold.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Regardless, Mission Impossible is not fitting in that genre.
That's fine. It's more espionage.
Oh, it's a spy movie?
He's a fucking spy.
Your movie sucks. Hey,
come on. Yeah, listen. But Sean's retort to me liking it was they blew up an aquarium.
No.
Aquarium themed restaurant. Sorry.
My retort is they did not blow up an aquarium. First of all, the restaurant was called Aquarium. It was a restaurant, and all it had was a big fish tank. That's fine. Then Tom Cruise blows it up with a stick of gum. That's fine.
TV show. That's faithful.
Fine. Which, by the way, that's fine. Coming back and making the bubblegum a finale also, like, come on, man. The guy's got unlimited weapons. Fucking just bringing us back to the fucking bubblegum. Anyway, the gum explodes, but Tom Cruise launches himself out the fucking window. Dude, it's a fish tank. It probably would have went up to his fucking ankles with water. It floods out like he just opened up the fucking dam. Fucking
Hey Sean.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel attached himself to a crane.
No.
Hit a bomb and rerouted. Rerouted it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Him jumping out of a fucking away of an aquarium is fucking dumb.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. And Joe, and then it gets so slow. And then, by the way, that famous scene where he like drops down on the rope. You know.
Yeah.
All the security in the world. In that room, right? He can't do anything. There's not a single fucking camera in there to catch his fucking... That's the only thing that they left. Well, they were like, hey, we got everything else. You can't touch the floor. You literally can't let a drop of water touch the floor. The temperature has to stay the same. But they failed to install cameras in the room.
Wouldn't the cameras be a security breach? Anyone could hack the video. You got
to keep to do eyes what?
In. I don't know. I'm not a criminal.
It's fucking unreal. I did like the idea, like the story idea, but then like fucking what's his name coming back? It wasn't great. It wasn't great. However, I've never seen the other Mission Impossibles. I do think that they go in a more Fast and the Furious direction.
I've seen two because John Woo directed it. I never saw three because wait, which one had the Metallica song? Wait, actually, better question. Which one had the Limp Bizkit?
That's what I was going to ask. I think that's two.
Okay.
Is that the one where he's climbing on the mountain?
I'm mixing up two and three, but I don't think I've seen all of three, just clips of it.
Mission Impossible 2 is John Woo.
Yeah. And the other one's J.J. Abrams, right?
Is that true? Yeah. I can't believe like I just wasn't watching these. 2 got the worst remake and sequel Razzies, which seems
John Woo, man.
Limp Bizkit is on 2.
Okay.
Take a look. Oh, and Metallica is on that.
Oh man. Goated.
I disappear. Okay, well, that's cool. And then 3 is directed by J.J. Abrams.
3 is Kanye West and Twista.
Oh. Mm. Oh, Ving Rhames stays around, huh? Good for him.
Good for him.
Oh, and you had a little Philip Seymour Hoffman. Was he in 2 also? No. Well, I'm excited to watch these movies.
Dermot Mulroney.
I hope they get better, though. What?
Wait, Dermot Mulroney's in it.
Did you? Wait. Was there a? Oh wait. You know what I was thinking? Sorry. I just tracked a thought from like one end of my brain to the other without speaking. So McBain. I was looking up McBain information, and I looked up the director, and I was like, no fucking way, because it said he wrote and directed The Exterminator, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh my god. I thought it was the porno that we were talking about,
but no.
I forgot that there was that action movie in the 80s. Dude, I was so excited. I was like, this whole genre, this whole month is just pure fucking gold. Pure fucking gold. But yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited. But I didn't like Mission Impossible 1. I'm gonna watch 2 this week, I think. And we got a live show Saturday. Wait, no. No, next Saturday.
Friday.
For fuck's sake, Friday. Yeah. And not tomorrow. Not in 2 days, Friday.
No, the Friday.
And by the way, everyone must be so confused because this is going to release on like Saturday.
just wait until we tell you.
The live show is 6:23 is what I'm trying to say. Okay. So live show will be this week. And we are doing Shoot 'Em Up.
Yes.
Did you only see it once or have you seen it multiple times?
I have only seen it once in college. But it has such an impact on me. Dude, I can't wait for this. It's the most insignificant scene, but I just remember the fucking idiot's face.
Hey.
Giamatti's face and what he says. It absolutely crippled me.
I'm just going to read this one sentence from it. The synopsis. The film follows Smith, played by Clive Owens, a drifter who rescues a newborn from being assassinated by Hertz, played by Paul Giamatti and his henchmen. They're trying to assassinate a baby.
Paul Giamatti, I've said it every episode leading up to it, but I'm just going to keep rallying the hype train. Paul Giamatti is so diabolical, but he's also just playing Paul Giamatti. And it's like the weirdest marriage of things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny, dude.
Dude, yeah, listen, that one scene, he basically breaks the fourth wall and he's just like, well, does anybody know how to shoot anymore? Like looking at the camera.
If you don't have that in a movie, is it even an action movie? Like, dude, is that a requirement for an action film? At some point, you have to look at the screen and be like, oh, boy. Get a fucking grip. It even happened in Fast X with The Rock.
Dude. Spoilers.
That was a spoiler, yeah. But no, everyone knows. It was on the news and shit.
All right. Do you remember that show Gotham? This just pops in my head.
Yes, I do.
Dude, I was all about that. Like, because they're bringing in, like, the origins of all the villains. So I was like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tino's all into it, too. And there was one scene where Jim Gordon, who in that show, he fucking murders somebody. Listen, I can talk about the show for hours. But I stopped watching because at one point, he is in Gotham prison, and one of the villains, I forget who it was, is like, hey, Gordon, you're trapped in here now, and I'm opening all the cells. And Gordon looks at the fucking camera, breaks the fourth wall, and just goes, oh, crap. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not watching this anymore. Fucking buzz level screenwriting.
That's fucking the funniest. Oh, crap. Can you imagine saying that? Dude, in that situation. Also, remember the Joker in that?
I do.
And his CGI'd face.
I do. But then they're like, well, that's not actually the Joker. He's wearing his makeup, dude. Of course he's the fucking Joker.
That's frustrating. Wait. He kills himself? Spoilers for the hit show fucking Gotham.
Fucking Gotham, dude.
Joker's last words to Jim Gordon before killing himself. That is fucking dark. Batman's like the darkest fucking comic, and somehow it's fucking alarming.
I hope it was, oh crap. That's what the Joker says, blowing his brains out.
Looks at the camera and says, oh crap. Before blowing his fucking head off.
With one of those guns that shoot the flags out, but it goes right through his head.
They really tried to make this guy not be the Joker.
Yo, they actively were like, this is not the Joker. And everyone's like, he's doing the Joker laugh. Like, you're ending episodes with him doing Joker's laugh.
That is honestly fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
That would honestly fucking piss me off. Dude, the great Rondolfo. Hey, it's not the Joker, it's the great Rondolfo. Everyone's favorite. Turn it off, because if it's not the Joker, no one wants to fucking watch it.
Dude, and also, they got, like, way too ambitious, because they're introducing characters like Hugo Strange. Like, listen, Batman needs people to just, like, roll into town and be like, hey, I'm the fucking kingpin now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here, deal with me. Yeah, you didn't grow up with all these fucking freaks.
They would have shut Gotham down a lot sooner, I think. Oh, God. Okay. I got to get that. I got to get out of this rabbit hole. This kid that played Joker had like 18 different looks throughout the fucking show, too. It's fucking unreal. Just hit the Sonon face. Okay. Wait, is this still on or no?
No, it can't be.
It got canceled, right?
Hope so.
Now, have you seen Harley Quinn in the new Joker movie? What's her name's playing her?
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga's playing her.
I think that's not going to be great.
I like Gaga as an actress.
Okay. That's fine.
She's fine.
That's fine. I don't know. I mean, of course, like, I mean, the first Joker did really, I really like that. So I guess I shouldn't say too much too soon, but it is an interesting thing. It's an interesting way to go by introducing her into like a pretty fucking grounded movie. You know what I mean? Like, she's like an over the top character.
For sure.
Like, fucking Harley Quinzel.
But Joker is very over the top. I mean, Joker winds up chopping mouth things that just walk around Gotham at all times, you know. But in Todd Phillips in the first Joker movie, like, I just wanted to crawl into a ball afterwards. Like,
that movie really didn't make me feel so great.
No, you feel like shit after. Like, this is the bleakest thing I've ever seen.
He was also disgusting in that. He was disgusting. All right, so that's it. Action movie talk. We got to go record a real episode now. So watch Mission Impossible 2. No, watch Mission Impossible. Watch Fast X. For the love of God, watch Fast X. And enjoy your time. And tune in for McBain, which is free on Tubi and everything, I think.
And Prime. It's on Prime.
It's on Prime.
And it's on YouTube.
And it's on YouTube, which I found out today without commercials, and I was fucking furious. So... That was fun. All right, everyone, thank you all so much and enjoy this week's episode.
Thank you.